This is Droops.
And this is Office Data.
And this is Infonomicon. News you need.
Like it or not.
Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my man.
Come back, you bat bearded bitch!
I know what you're thinking, Bunk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? And to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
Flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar. And an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims. And how they die. Chemical weapons. Carpet bomb deaths. Top FBI. Killed and injured children. Police conspiracy. Negative attacks. Discipline. Sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack. Dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountain of cocaine. Tons of cocaine. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
How's it going out there? This is Infonomicon number 17. And I'm Obfuscated. Release date, November the 2nd, 2004. As you noticed, this is not a regular episode. We had a bunch of personal shit to take care of this week, so I released a worst of episode of Infonomicon. All of our bullshit and all of its glory. So hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back next week with a full regular episode. So, hope you enjoyed, and take it easy.
Talking about miserable life stories, I'm going to go ahead and go with mine. I've got the fucking flu. Actually, got it from a chick. Last weekend. What was happening, I was in Barnes & Noble, picking up some books. Saw this girl I used to hang out with a lot, and decided to go get some coffee. So we're going coffee, and afterwards I bring her home, and we start kissing. Of course, I'm looking for something else. Start kissing. After the kiss, she's like, you know what, I had a good time. I'm glad, you know, you weren't miserable with my flu. I'm like, no problem, I didn't even notice. So driving home, I realized what she actually told me. She kissed me knowing she had the fucking flu. So we're playing, like, you know, a disease tag, which is what girls do. They like to fuck you over. So I plan on, you know, getting a bag of anthrax and throwing it in her fucking face. So if my voice fucks up a lot, you'll know that this chick I'm going to give her docs out later on, you'll know who she is, and you can go after her. What they really need to be fucking spending money on is how to get fucking rid of nutria rats. If you don't know what a nutria rat is, well, I'm from New Orleans, and we have these rats. They're about the size of a large terrier, but fatter around, and these teeth that's like, they're really fucking nasty, and they're tearing up our coastlines. And for right now, there's a bounty on them. You kill one, I think you get, and you bring it to this special government office, you get $5. And they also have the New Orleans Police Department on it. So every night they go out and they kill these fucking rats. They're actually a present from France. They, as the story goes, as I'm told, is that when the Acadian French, which is mostly what southern Louisiana is made out of, moved from France to New Orleans, they, one of them, this one guy, he had a whole shitload of these little fucking rat things. And somehow during a flood, which if fucking floods are a lot around here, is that these little fuckers got out. And they've been out ever fucking since. Nutrient rats. Who fucking knew? That's what they need to be spending their money on. Getting rid of these motherfuckers. I had one run up on me one time. You don't want... That's something you do not want to fucking happen. And just to let you know, this show is being brought to you by Marlboro Lights. Yes, Marlboro Lights. Soothing and refreshing. Yes, Marlboro Lights.
Actually, Marlboro Lights is not the sponsor. It's Camel Lights.
Camel Lights. Yes. And Marlboro Lights Flash.
And coffee and ramen. But anyway. We have no housekeeping. No one sent me an email saying that they liked Obfuscated. I said his name. He said they liked Obfuscated doing the radio show, and I don't think anybody sent anything to him. So obviously,
yes,
no
I did actually get an email. I did get an email.
Oh, did you?
Yes, hold on. Let me read it. Hold on. Would you like more with? Let me see. For $19.95, you can add 6 inches to your penis.
Excellent.
Yeah, they like the show, obviously.
Sign me up, baby.
So no one got any email. No one. Okay, no one got molested by a priest, right?
I've never actually been molested by a priest. I guess I'm just not pretty.
Not pretty enough. You guys had a sweet ass. So you say, come here, you little fucking punk. Let me beat you with a rubber hose. Do it again, you get it twice as hard next time.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking kids, man. Well, then I can't say nothing. When I was in school, I used to buy condoms at the... This is before you can get them at your local, you know...
Guidance counselor.
Yeah, for free. This is right before that whole thing started up. I used to go to the convenience store, buy them for 50 cents, a condom, and sell them at school for a dollar. I had a business going on for a whole year.
That's a pretty good little business there.
Yeah. I got caught, so... That was fun. That was my first into the business world. I was mowed down by the man.
By the man.
By the man.
By the high school principal.
Yeah. He's like, obfuscated. Obfuscated, what are you doing? Are you selling condoms? Yes, sir. How much profit are you making off of it? 100%?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta suspend you for this.
Well, that's really good, buddy.
Anyway, that's the Droop Show. I hope I didn't bang on the desk too much, or that I didn't say a lot. But if I did, live with it, y'all. Can grow up, y'all are big kids now. And thank you for downloading the show. I don't know the music, but I'm gonna post it on the page. And I got some positive reviews of the pilot show on the music for it. And if y'all hear that clicking noise, I don't know if y'all are or not, that's my Gmail refreshing. So send me a fucking email, because I want to get some more invites. I've got friends in low places. And thanks to... I can't say his damn name. I'm from the South. I can't really speak well. It's O-B-F-U-S-C-A-T. I know what it means, I just can't say it. Obfuscate. That's as close as I'm getting. Thanks to that guy whose name I can't say, starts with O, ends with Kate. And, for helping me. And thanks to Kizzle for hosting my show. And thanks to Kizzle for the, constructive criticism. And, that's my shouts. And, thanks everybody for listening. I'm gonna go drink some more beer, smoke some cigarettes, talk on IRC, and, look at porn, I guess.
Well, we've been talking about how we're gonna do the show and the format and everything, and we're trying not to go off on so many crazy tangents, because last time we got a little crazy with, like, Huey Long stories that no one cares about. Unless you live in Louisiana.
But you learned something,
like, religion.
Though. You learn something.
Yeah, but you learn something. History is very important. We should have a little history segment in the show. Anyway, so we're going to read some email. We're going to talk about stuff that we've been doing, and then we're going to delve into the news and then we're just going to blather on. At the end, we're giving our shouts. So if you think we're giving a shout to you, you have to listen to the dead last of the thing, or just skip ahead a little bit. And, what have you been doing this week, my friend?
I've been driving around like Speed Racer and coming home smelling like an anchovy cunt.
An anchovy cunt, eh?
An anchovy cunt, eh?
Okay, that's my quote of the week. Right there. Okay.
Damn,
well, I've been working at my miserable little job and dealing with people that are just retarded. Like, just utterly retarded. I don't really understand why people will just throw their computer away because it doesn't work. I understand they get frustrated with it. But I think if I'd spent $1,000 on something that didn't work, I just wouldn't throw it away. I would try to find someone else that could problem solve it and maybe fix it for me before I chunked it away. But on the other hand, I have been giving my name and phone number to these people because I've been telling them it costs money to dispose of computers and that it would be best just to give it to me and I could dispose of it for them. Half my property is run that I gave them. And not that it's a big fraternity, there's like 6 people in it. But, you know, those 3, man, they needed a computer.
Your fraternity?
I'm in a Chi Psi fraternity at Ole Miss.
I thought you were in Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Bringing up Pixel Fiend's name, he's our honorary listener of the millennium, just because he has done a really good job listening and conversing with us. And Pixel Fiend, you gave out more names for our show that we didn't even like. But we appreciate you trying really hard.
We liked them. I like them.
But we picked a total different name. And I'm sure as soon as we announce it, someone's going to say, hey, I have something else named that, because it's actually kind of a popular name. But we decided we're just spouting off garbage anyway, and we're going to name the show Dev Null.
That's right. /Dev/Null.
Isn't that a great... Anyway, so we'll probably have the name change next week anyway, because we're probably infringing on somebody. But too fucking bad. I think we should just keep it. Whatever.
Yeah.
But we'll change the L's to 1's or something, whatever.
And what does our contestant get?
What?
What does our contestant get?
He gets a homebrew iPod.
That is correct.
We're going to make you an iPod, buddy, just because we feel bad that you don't have one.
So if you're listening to the show, send email us over your home address.
And your social security number.
And your wife's social security number. And a pair of panties, thank you.
And panties. And video of your wife rolling. We just want to see it.
Oh, man. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that. No, but it says email Droops your home address, and we'll send you a homebrew iPod.
Yeah, that's right. And your address, too. They're obfuscated.
What's that?
So I can send it to you so you can put your input into it. I'm going to put you in charge of audio.
Okay.
I'll come up with the hardware. And I'll paint it real pretty. And I'll write my name inside of it.
You got to paint it with crayons, though.
Well, I got some spray paint. Listen some more. We're going to get better with age. We're like a fine bourbon whiskey.
Okay, man. Also, I need to report, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I smoked 7 cigarettes tonight.
And I smoked a shitload of cigarettes.
7 cigarettes since we're recording this show. And remember, do we have a quote of the show yet?
No, I don't think we have a close yet.
Okay, we'll work on that.
I have something to say.
Okay.
Don't listen to us. Make your own fucking opinions up. Don't listen to us. But listen to our show. Hello?
What's really interesting is all the message board posts relating to the story have been deleted. Okay, some people flamed his ass, and he's getting all pissed off. He's going to sue now.
That's ridiculous.
Of all the ridiculous things I could think of on the top of my head, I would never thought that would happen. Some punk gets upset and starts suing. They make fun of me on the Yahoo boards, mommy.
For being on the Yahoo boards.
You're breaking up, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
One, I should make fun of the guy for being on the Yahoo boards. But actually, just as a side note, I had a guy come in the store the other day and asked what internet service providers we had. And so we've got AOL, we've got Earthlink. And he said that he doesn't like Earthlink. because it won't let him chat. And I said, were you trying to chat with the AOL people? And he said, no, I was trying to get on Yahoo, and Earthlink won't let me on it. And I was thinking, you are an idiot.
Did you tell him that?
No. So maybe the Stephen Galton's a little smarter than this guy, but he's not very high up on the evolutionary chain.
Somebody made fun of you on a message board.
We're making fun of you now, buddy. Don't sue us.
Yeah, no, I'm calling you a fucking asshole, Stephen Galton. with the handle of Stephen Galton.
He's creative.
He is one creative son of a bitch.
Oh, Lord.
So that's my cunt of the week. I am calling you a cunt, Stephen Galton. And I'll probably get sued. You know what?
Yeah, the show won't be available.
What's he going to sue me? I have nothing. He'd have to take my, like, you know, my David Lynch collection off my hands. I'll shoot a BB in your ass.
That's right.
I'll pop a BB. I'll pop a BB in your ass, biatch.
Okay.
I would go into that, but I think I'd probably be sued a few times. And also, the term of the week, there's this chick at work that actually called another guy a necro cunt.
A necro cunt.
A necro cunt.
We actually came up with another term.
I'm going to try to fuck this chick.
I don't know if it was during the show or if it was before the show. Microsoft it up instead of fuck it up.
Microsoft
it up. You're talking about business or computers.
I like that. But you also had a term of the week, so. Not a term of the week, but yeah, term, quote of the week.
All right, you ready for my two quotes of the week?
Yes, Captain.
Okay, there, champ. The cost-benefit of offering a digital-only phone for us hasn't outweighed the impact it would have on our ability to provide the consumer with adequate coverage outside our networks. And that's Kevin Beebe from Alltel. And then spam is spam, and consumers don't want any of it, said Jim Guest, who's the president of the Consumers Union. Yay.
Anything else, man?
I'm good, other than the whole pedophile thing you were coming up with.
The what?
The necrophiliacs.
Oh, now, yeah. Did I mention that?
No, go ahead.
Okay, we're starting an organization here at Infonomicon. The organization is called NAP, N-A-P, Necrophiliacs Against Pedophiles. We feel that we are being mistreated by these creeps that like to go ahead and have sex with little children.
Yeah, they're giving sex offenders a bad name.
Yeah, you know, just because we want to fuck dead people doesn't make it right. You have to pick on us. They don't feel it.
Yeah.
They don't know.
You don't know how it is. I actually read an article the other day about a guy that has sex with dolphins. Not like he goes and, like, grabs a dolphin, but, like, he
I think I've seen that. There used to be a website called Dolphin Sex.
Yeah, that's what it was, buddy.
And he's, like, justifying the whole shit.
Yeah, he's like, it's natural. They love me. Freak.
Oh, man.
And if you would like to be included on our members list, our listeners, our buddies, just send us an email and say, hey, I've listened to your show for 5 minutes and we'll be set.
You know what? And after this free trial offer, if you want a shout-out, $5 a pop.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting tired of this fucking shit. We're broke. I need the fucking money. It's been like a week since I bought a hooker. So you fuckers better fucking get the cash out of the pockets, all right, because I need my dick sucked. Anyway, I'll give my shouts out to, of course, Dang Dog at BenRev.com, Voodoo Howl, Pixel Fiend, Kizzle the Shizzle, And you know what? I'll give a shout out to Droops. You are a fine.
Thanks, they're obfuscated.
You are a fine co-host.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I was thinking myself as the host, and you're the co-host.
We're both co-hosts.
Okay.
That's how that works.
I don't care.
And together.
All right, everybody. Well, good night.
I'm not done yet.
Sleep tight.
We're two.
We're
two that become one.
Stardate, August 20th, 2004.
Welcome, everybody, to Infonomicon Radio. This here is your buddy Droops and your buddy...
Obfuscated.
Obfuscated. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent.
I got a hemorrhoid, I think.
How do you think you have a hemorrhoid? Pretty much. Did you check?
Yeah. Not yet.
Okay, everybody.
Dude, that M&M got stuck on my ass.
Or a big tick.
That happens sometimes when you roll around.
I know.
You ever roll around naked in the woods?
Actually, I have.
And you get a tick in your ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time I got a water moccasin up there.
Did you put it there?
Let's move on.
We are that important. They just gave us a site.
Because what happened was, VeriSign emailed me this weekend, and they said, enjoy the fuck out of your show. And you know what? We noticed you don't have an actual web address. What's up with that? And they said, here you go. Here's a .org. We're giving it to you. And I said, I appreciate that. I really do. Bless you, Jesus.
VeriSign is such nice people.
They are. They get a bad rap. They get a bad rap, but they hooked me the fuck up. And they sent a hooker to my house. So I can't tell you what. When you got friends like that, who needs anybody else?
Excellent, because that's what I like to do. Talk about stuff I've already talked about before.
Did you talk about this on the show before?
I talked about it on the TV show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You, the next time you can talk about it in depth. You know, in the... Fuck you. I tell you what, man.
You know, if he had, like, the little funny mustache and the black shirt, I might laugh.
I tell you what. Anybody listening to this show that has a Affirmative Power book, don't tell them about this. Let them catch on fire, and I want you to take a picture of it. And, okay, if you get a picture of this, we'll give you, we'll make up a prize just for you. I want a picture of somebody on fucking fire hole trying to save their laptop.
Would you try to save your laptop if it was on fire? Would you burn yourself?
People do some stupid shit when things like that happen. You'd be surprised. It's like you heard.
Actually, just recently. Good.
You've heard all your life about drop, stop, and roll, right?
Yeah.
When you catch on fire, but there's still people.
I thought it was stop, drop, and then roll.
Fuck it. You have to roll anyway. But you see people on fire. What they try to do is they try to punch themselves in the head. They're trying to get rid of the pain really quick. So they start punching themselves. It's really comical. Not that I wish people would catch on fire. No, I really do. I'm a sick fuck.
Yeah.
But like I said, you get a picture of that, send it to us. And I don't know what I'll do. I'll hook you up big time.
He'll give you a burned out iPod.
We also like to... The closing music is going to be... This is dedicated to all the people that... They keep saying shit about our show. And the band's called The Germs, and the song's called Fuck You. And that's what I like to say to everybody. Fuck you in the ass.
Even the people that like us, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you if you like us. Fuck you. You don't send us email, you don't call us up, ask how we're doing.
You don't send us presents, you don't say, how was your day?
Yeah, so just fuck you.
They are charging a lot more money than they used to charge, like Madonna. She has dozens of albums and countless top 40 hits, and she played an hour and 40 minutes on a recent tour, and the average ticket price was $174.
$174 fucking bucks?
Yeah.
I better fucking have dinner with her, and she better fucking play a five-hour-long show.
There better be some nipples, something.
I want to see her get a fuck in the ass by a donkey. I want a five-hour-long show. She only played for how long?
Hour and 40 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. Is that like $200? And then you bought the T-shirt and then some beer to put up with Madonna, and you're way over $200 there.
Well, then again, if you pay that much for fucking Madonna's show, you should fucking get raked up the ass anyway.
All right. The Stokes, they're pretty cool, right?
Whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. They were touring to promote their sophomore record, Room on Fire, and they played a 55-minute set at the Fillmore Auditorium. Like, a concert that lasts 55 minutes? That's fucking horrible.
Well, how much was the concert tickets, they say? I don't care. That's still fucking too short of a show. A concert should be at least 2 hours long.
Yeah.
At least.
Now, the Pixies are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a concert, and they're only playing their hits. They're not playing the B-side. And most Pixie fans, it says here, disagree with that, and they want two-hour sets, not just a quick little shitty concert. And there's a couple artists that are still playing these long concerts. And when I read their names, I don't agree with some of them, like fuck Metallica, fuck Metallica. But
Metallica's always played long sets, though.
these are all bands that have lasted for a long fucking time, or guys that have lasted for a long fucking time. Like Eric Clapton plays at least a 2-hour set. Metallica does at least a 2-hour set. David Bowie. Simon and Garfunkel play at least a 2-hour set.
They're not dead yet?
No, no. They're still bridging over troubled water, baby. And Gloria Estefan and Prince. Prince plays over a 2-hour set.
I think that's funny. Got not to see.
you get your money's worth in 2 hours. You're not getting your money's worth in, you know, an hour.
Carve it.
That's fucking insane.
Well, we should close the show with a Prince song.
Women like girls rule my world. Simply rule. Anyway, and then there's some jam bands. Like Widespread Panic, Dave Matthews kind of bands that really, really don't quit playing. Like Dave Matthews,
but that's
they
the
were
thing.
Really
I couldn't watch Dave Matthews for that long. It put me to fucking sleep.
They felt the vibe at their concert at Folsom Field in July 2001, and they went 15 minutes past the venue's 9:30 curfew. They got fined $15,000, but they recorded it, sold the live disc and a DVD live at Folsom Field. And
made their money back.
You know, like, people are bitching that, you know, it's, oh, we can't steal because it's all about the artists. And the artists are fucking you in the ass. If you go to a concert and they don't sing for 2 hours, you should never buy their stuff again, ever.
At least 2 hours.
Even if they suck. I've been to bands that, you know, don't even have, like, a song that you've ever heard before. And they can play for 2 hours. You know?
You gotta realize, we're doing... I don't understand.
This show almost lasts that long.
Our show's 90 minutes long. An hour and a half.
And the show's not as good as a concert, but it's free.
Yeah, so stop bitching.
And I sing when I've been drinking. Okay, go ahead.
Nothing important here. It's just basically IT spending to grow modestly next year. It just says IT spending and forecast to grow in high single digits next year and remain on pace through 2008, according to two reports released Monday by Forrester Research. Basically, you're looking for a job, like me, you can't find one, we're going to get help.
Score.
Yay. That's all that one out. That's it. I just want to give everybody hope.
Well, I have a little hope because I need a new job.
Also,
especially when they hear my radio show.
I got a radio show. You're fired. Okay, San Francisco sues Microsoft. Despite numerous out-of-court settlements with various state governments around the country, it appears Microsoft's legal woes aren't over yet. The city and counties of San Francisco and Los Angeles, and the counties of Santa Clara, whatever the fucking Spanish names are, all in
San Juan and Jose
and Jose Cardino, whatever the fuck, all in Northern California announced on Monday a class action suit for the recovery of damages. The suit claims that unlawful profits were gathered by Microsoft as a result of Microsoft's contributions to restrain trade, destroy competition, and monopolize the world markets for personal computer operating systems and word processing and spreadsheet software applications through a broad spectrum of acts and practices that violate the antitrust and unfair competition laws of the state of California and the anti-fisting laws of California.
The anti-whom?
Fisting.
Okay.
It's illegal to stick 4 to 4 fingers up somebody. Okay. Don't ask me how I know that. Phrase of the week?
Quote of the week. Well, I'm having trouble understanding exactly what is meant by this quote. Maybe you or the listeners can help me out. It's a quote by Mr. Jack Valenti, who I really fucking hate.
And well, somebody should murder this asshole. He should be the cunt of the week.
He should just be the cunt every week. Let's give a little background information about Mr. Jack Valenti. When VCRs came out, he was very against VCRs because it was going to ruin the movie industry. And VCRs and DVDs, if you notice, they're still putting movies on them. And the reason they do that is because it makes an excessive amount of money.
More than they move in the movie theater.
Yeah. But he's an idiot. And he doesn't understand technology as it comes out, but he's an old man. And granted,
When he was young, he was an idiot, so it doesn't matter.
But this guy is just an idiot. Anyway, an interviewer asked him, what would you say to a mom who wants to make a backup of her kids' DVD movies? And Mr. Valenti, I don't even understand what he meant. Really? And I'm going to tell you what I think he meant. He said, when you go to your department store and you buy 10 cognac glasses. Now, first of all, this guy is rolling in the money if he's comparing shit to cognac glasses.
Did he say department store?
Yes.
Where the fuck you go to the Sears?
Dillard's, I guess, buddy. Huh? He's in Dillard's buying cognac glasses.
You could butt ahead Dillard's?
Anyway, and then he says, and then 2 weeks later, you break two of them. The store doesn't give you two backup copies. Where did this backup copy thing come from? A digital thing lasts forever. And he kind of made sense by a digital thing lasts forever. And he made sense by the store isn't giving you a backup copy. But that wasn't what the question was asked. Because it's not one. It's not costing anything if that woman makes a backup of her kids' DVD movies. And two, yes, a digital thing lasts forever, but a DVD doesn't. You let your kids watch Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs too many times and they scratch the fuck out of it. It doesn't last forever. And then that same mom has to go buy the same fucking movie from Mr. Jack Valenti.
But the thing about it, what they'll argue is, this will be their point, they're saying that you do not own the information on disc. You own the physical disc. So so once you fuck up that disc, you do not own any part of it
well,
anymore.
If I own that fucking disc, why can't I broadcast it to anyone that I want because it's my disc?
No. You own the physical disc, not the data on it.
Why can't I give my disc to all my friends?
That means you're making copies of it, correct?
Well, what if I just gave it to you and you listen for a while, and I gave it to somebody else and they listen to it for a while?
That's not against the law. Nobody will argue that.
Okay.
No one will argue that. That's really their backup argument is saying that you own the physical disc, not the data on it. So if you make a backup copy of it, you're making backup of the data on it. That's not legal. If you share the data, that's not legal. You can crack that disc into 15,000 pieces and give it to whoever you want. But do not take the information off of there and share it. That's where they're going to argue.
Okay. And where was that argument brought up in his quote?
Oh, I'm just mentioning that.
Like, he's saying that the store's not going to give you some backup glasses. Well, I'm not asking for backup DVD from them. I'm asking to retain my own. And once you break a cognac glass, you still drink cognac.
Yeah, out of the bottle.
You know? And that's
who
the
best has cognac glass? Who has cognac glasses?
This guy! They're so important to him. He uses them as a reference.
Jack Valenti, do you not
like,
drink...
I talk about my dogs and, like, my iPod, because that's what I have.
Jack Valenti, do you not drink milk out of the carton, you arrogant cunt? I do!
I drink beer right out of the bottle. I don't pour it into a beer bottle or a beer glass.
That fucking man doesn't drink beer. He's drinking cognac.
Anyway, this guy, when you start comparing things to cognac, you have too much money.
Okay.
And you should just not make any more.
So we hate Jack Valenti.
Oh, yes.
Somebody's not with us this week, and that would be Droops. If you noticed, he referenced him having a fiancé on a few episodes. He doesn't have a fiancé anymore. He got married. So good luck with that, and hopefully we can get him back next week. Hopefully he doesn't leave us. It's not used for security. It's used for convenience. But they're going to be used to store passwords. Basically, your thumb or your finger, index finger, is used to as a key to open up a password bank. Okay? And how reliable is this? Not fucking very. You see, when you go into a bank and to rob one, you know, because you do that all the time, you know, when you need to get in somewhere, usually the password of the key combination to the lock of the safe is in the owner and the manager's head. Okay? That's why you don't kill them. But if all you need is his fucking thumb. You shoot the cocksucker in the fucking head, take his thumb off, press it on there, take the money, and walk out the back door, grab yourself a cheeseburger, and go to Hawaii. Why does everybody want to use fucking thumbs? Or fingers to, you know, maybe, I never got that. It just seems so, there's so many ways to get around that. You know, it doesn't take, it takes 5 seconds for you to cut somebody's finger off. Personally, I don't know that, but I'm sure there's a tutorial on it somewhere. You know, Black Dicks, White Chicks is coming on fucking Spank Revision. And, you know, record starting now. You know, can't miss that shit. So, you know, what I don't get is, you know, there's still fucking people that can't program the goddamn VCRs. And they're going to call their house up and program that. You know, I like to see what happens with that. They're probably going to just record and just, really funny, they just call up their fucking DVD recorder and start, and this guy starts to record, you know, Black Dicks, White Chicks, 5, and he accidentally records the bedroom, his wife fucking his best friend, you know, and that would be all over the internet, of course, you know. Our password is, our password is little cock 336 at infonomicon.org.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So anyway, I got married the other day. That's kind of news.
The other day?
And I missed the show because I was honeymooning. And when I say honeymooning, I don't mean like having sex. I mean like remodeling my house. And anyway, thanks for doing the show.
Thanking me, it's my job. That's what Mr. Magoo pays me for.
Mr. Magoo doesn't pay very well, but the little bit he does, we appreciate.
Of course, because he'll plug some of sponges to our balls and plug into a car battery.
That's no fun for anyone.
And you're breathing into the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, I got my wife actually out with me the other day. We did a little war driving with my new GPS that I hooked up to my laptop.
Did you get head while he was war driving?
No, she was driving. I was doing the warring. Hold on, shot. Okay. And then I realized that I was running the SETI client while we were doing this. So not only was I looking for wireless networks, I was looking for aliens. And as dorky as that may seem, I was with my hot wife while I was doing this. Her computer's looking for a cure to cancer. Mine's looking for aliens, and they're probably going to have a cure to cancer. So I ain't ever worried about, you know, that shit.
My computer's searching for a cure for hard-ons.
No, I thought you looked at a lot of porn on your computer. That would be a cause of hard-ons.
It's really a conflict of interest. We're having that's why my computer's bipolar. Did I mention that? Okay, it's going to be end of the show. Of course, we have our Charlie Q is back with a cure.
All right.
With a cure for hard-ons. And, the cunt of the week. It's the guy we've been having problems with lately.
What is that little fucker's name?
Don't say his name too much. Could be a lot of bleeps. And his real name is...
Isn't this the known gay community?
It sure is. It's about as gay as New Orleans.
My middle name is Waldemar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I got teased a lot for that. I'm probably going to get teased now.
Why would you go tell people that?
No one knows me.
I can think of more. I knew a guy whose last name was Klitz in high school.
Well, that's not bad. I have a cousin named DeQueer.
The Queer?
Yeah, that's his first name.
No.
Yeah, he's a little odd in the head, like...
What's his last name? Smith?
No, fuck is his last name? I don't know. Yeah. I'm always so interested in the queer part, I don't know his last name. He's a distant cousin.
Oh, really distant?
He's not like my uncle.
Oh.
He actually got in trouble the other day. He was practicing his golf swing, and he hit somebody with his golf club.
They said, damn it, DeQueer!
He was in Fred's Dollar Store at the time.
You're bullshitting. They sell golf clubs at Fred's?
No, he brought his own.
Your family's fun.
This guy is.
Okay, man, we're going to start wrapping up the show. And, of course, got Shirley Q, which we love.
We love Shirley Q.
Shirley Q's not going away, because how can we have Infernomicon minus Shirley Q? That equals a negative number, if my math is correct. And
I hope Shirley Q never finds out we're actually putting her on the show, because I don't want to get sued by her either.
Him.
Him, that's right, him.
Oh, man.
Bad.
We're dangerous. Ooh. Fuck that bastard.
I'm calling one of them right now. It couldn't complete my call as dialed.
Probably.
Because I dialed the wrong number.
Okay, hold on. Let me go ahead and...
Hey, Ryan. Hey, buddy. You're on Infonomicon Radio. Congratulations. You're on Infonomicon Radio. Yeah, say hi, buddy. Hey, thanks. Thanks so much, Ryan.
No, he's in the Nicholson Drive.
Whatever. We got Ryan to say hi. I really hope. Did you hear it?
A little bit. You should have told me he won the Cunt of the Week award.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the other guy's name? Chris?
Chris Andrews, yes. You dialed star 6-7, right?
What? what?
337.
Can you do? Huh? Can you start 6-7 from a cell phone? I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Star 6-7.
All right. This guy's name is Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too bad we can't hear this fucker.
Look, I'm putting the microphone right by the little mic thing. Hey, Chris.
Hey, buddy. This is Infonomicon Radio, and you have won a contest, buddy. Yeah, dude, you actually were the cunt of the week. Congratulations. Pretty much fuck yourself.
What did he say?
He said thanks.
Yeah, we got some interesting mail. It's a little obfuscate bashing. It is the political season. So you have to have the obfuscated bashing to go with it.
Well, that is how it goes.
Yeah, and this, whoever sent it to us, his name is Ivy. A guy, I would hope.
Maybe it's a hot chick.
No hot chicks listen to this show.
My wife does.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, you're right. She actually was like, you're too loud when you record the show. I'm trying to sleep. Of course, it is 1:30 in the a.m. on a Sunday morning, and after a long Saturday night of us partying, drinking, actually, like, cleaning our houses and delivering whatever you do, porn.
I delivered Titan sausage.
Oh, boy. Anyway, this email that Mr. Obfuscated here is talking about, I really liked it. I thought it was really good, and pretty much it just bitched about Obfuscated. And I thought it was funny.
Also, I think this guy was trying for Cunt of the Week. But he's not getting it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You have to try harder than that, buddy.
Well, anyway, I'm going to read the email, and Obfuscated is going to reply.
Okay, go ahead. Go to the first paragraph.
Hi. Thought I'd write to address some points and say, what up?
What up, G? G-Nuts?
Ivy G-Nuts. Obfuscated bashes Apple and complains about how insecure or buggy Microsoft is. Nice. That's right. That's fucking right. That's what he does. Does he only bash Apple because he couldn't afford to get one? Probably. Try saving up your tip money, buddy. Then maybe you could afford a Mac.
Okay, let me respond to that. Number one. Okay, okay, I didn't bash on Mac. See, the thing about this call, it's a little thing. You might look it up. You might have heard about it. The Taunton School called sarcasm. And the way sarcasm works is what this show is about. And if you couldn't get the joke there, then that's your problem. Number two, what do you think? I just go around bitching about Mac all day? Hell no.
Yes.
I don't use Mac, personally, because I like to be able to put parts with parts and parts and parts to make a computer. If something doesn't work, you can take it out, go to the store, get another one. You don't have to send it off to fucking Apple. I know a lot of people with Macs. I have no problem with it. And see, this is the thing. We have to explain every joke I do to people that don't understand. So that's how that's going to have to work from now on. I'll have to put like a little sensor thing. He's telling a joke. He's telling a joke. Anyway, okay, couldn't afford one. How much do Apple's Macs cost?
$1 million.
$1 million? No, how much do they range from?
Like $1,000.
Okay, mine costs $3,000, so it's not that I couldn't afford one. It has nothing to do with that. I like my PCs. I like PCs. And do you have anything to say about that PC versus Mac or anything?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't really build the computer that I have with a Mac, and it's a conglomerate of parts that I've assembled. And I tried to dust it today, but there's so much crap in it I couldn't. It's just a dirty, nasty thing. But I really like my computer. I'd also like a Mac, but it would be for different reasons than what I use my current computer for. Anyway, fellow over here also mentioned some stock tips. As you recall, he's the only one that actually sent in any information on stocks. And he said to get Digim whenever they go public. And JBoss is blowing up too. I have no idea what either one of those are, but I'm going to look into it.
I have nothing to say about that.
And then...
he probably owns the companies.
And then there was a little criticism on me. And the CD that comes with the Wired magazine, that's that CD that they're sending out free with, you know, actual music on it. And I mentioned a band's name was La Tigre, but it's not. It's La Tigre.
Ooh, thank you for pointing that out. Obviously, we have a big fan listening.
But, I'm from Mississippi. I just pronounce however the fuck I want.
Fuck and, it. It's La Tigre. We're not French.
It's
La Tigre.
It's La Tigre.
Okay, I'm going to break this next paragraph down into points. Because it makes a lot of points, none of them make really truly any sense, since the person writing it doesn't have any idea, it seems like what they're talking about on this one. Okay, you join a rant radio. Okay, yay, Singster points for you, plus two. Okay, number one, we didn't brag about being on rant radio.
I did, woo!
Okay, we didn't brag about it. It just seemed the next, okay, we do a radio show, and if we didn't want to do a radio show, we would just be talking to each other over the phone. Well, since we're doing a radio show... We would like to get more listeners. That's the whole point of it. If we didn't want more listeners, we wouldn't release the fucking thing in the first place. I wouldn't go have the trouble of doing the editing of it. Okay? Okay. Seems like shows that have joined the network start sucking, in my opinion. They get pigeonholed into a 60 or 90 minute time slot. When previously they had artistic, lame, insert lame joke here, had artistic freedom to carry the show as long as the host seems fit. Good example would be Default Radio. Now Gamer and Infonomicon. Number one, we didn't get the pigeonholed into shit. We chose our time slot. We chose how long it would last, and we chose what time we'd like to be on and what day. And if you looked at our past shows, if you listened to any one of them, you'd know that that the shows pretty much have a 90-minute time. It went everywhere from like, you know, if it was just, I'm talking about the ones with me and Droops on it, went from anywhere from 70 minutes to 100 minutes. So we pretty much made a 90-minute right there in the middle, hour and a half. Okay, the second thing is Default Radio didn't go down when it went on Rant Radio. Those two had nothing to do with each other. How would the guys not want to do the show anymore? Had nothing to do with being on Rant Radio. Okay, so instead of looking forward to a show that was funny, I'm going to hear a 90-minute show of news that's a week old. I've read everything you talked about. Stick to comedy and not reading /. Our Wall Street Journal. Now let me talk about that for a second. Number one, we do a show. Okay, it's about news, and in the news we, you know, talk about shit. What's going on in the news? You know, some funny, some not, whatever. That's what the show is, tech news. And if you don't like that, don't listen to it.
And the Wall Street Journal thing, like, that was my idea from the get-go. That I was going to talk about that because I thought that was something that was lacking. Is like a business perspective of all this tech news. And that's pretty much the basis of the show. So, whatever.
Also, the /. Thing, obviously you're not listening to past shows. Because I've mentioned that all our sources that we use, they're on our website, infonomicon.org, under the link sections, the first set of links, the sources we use. And And if you notice, lacking on that is Slashdot, because we don't use Slashdot.
Though we do read Slashdot, so we try not to copy their articles. But sometimes it happens. Big deal.
Because pretty much Slashdot is the collective of everything, all the other news on the web, from all the other sites. Oh, and it says, so basically he wants a comedy show, you know. I come out with a dick and fart joke, you know, Droops bashes on me a little bit, I come out with another dick and fart joke, everybody laughs. So if I said, this is not a comedy show. If you want, you go listen to something else. There's comedy networks on Shoutcast. Also, it says, but not that listening to Obfuscate struggle through a paragraph isn't funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. You do a radio show at 4 a.m. See how good you do. Okay. You go on to the next paragraph?
All right. Linux on the desktop will work. Stating that it will never happen is pretty bold or ignorant. Okay. No licensing fees. John Q, iWatch Survivor, only cares about how much you can save buying a PC. It's very possible to have a working GUI the average consumer can do things with. Linspire is a horrible example, but look what they did. There's plenty of Linux for grandma articles and books.
Okay, you want to go on this one first?
My mom uses BIOS. She doesn't use Linux. BIOS is freaking awesome for the ignorant on the desktop. Linux is not easy at all for grandma to use, unless you can go over there and help her a lot with it. Because grandma's not going to learn to fix anything. Grandma's just going to call you.
To become fanatical about any one thing is not healthy whatsoever. Okay.
Porn.
Corn.
Porn.
Porn.
Not corn.
Oh, porn, yes. You can't never have enough of porn. Anyway.
Or corn.
Or corn. With salt and pepper. Salt,
pepper,
and butter.
None of that mashed corn. Just straight whole kernel, man.
Also, what I said was, and I will not back away, and this is not being pretty bold or ignorant, because almost a lot of people have said it. I'm not the first one who said this, is that Linux will never be the main desktop of computer users. Why? Because the reason why Microsoft has so many security holes is because it's ease of use for the most part. Okay? Because it's so easy to use. Linux is hard to use because it's more secure. People are going to go to Microsoft because it's easier to use. Linux will never be as easy to use as Microsoft. Installing things, configuring things, because Linux would have to trust the user more. And Linux doesn't do that. Linux does not trust a user to make the best decision, pretty much. I use Linux. I have 3 boxes running Linux right now, and I love it. So don't come at me like, you know, I'm a Linux hater, you know. Because that's not the case. But your statement is coming from... That is very bold or ignorant, saying that Linux has actually a chance to become like the desktop of you know, PC users, you know, above Microsoft. Because that's not going to happen. Windows is just too easy to use. And you said there's articles and books. Why would they, like, you know, go to, like... have, like, books, you know, books open how to, like, you know, write C++, how to configure, you know, shell scripts. No one's going to have to go through that just to fucking check shit on their computer. Why would they when they have Microsoft?
This is true. And it's easy to learn how to use Windows, and once Grandma figures out, she can use the next version and use the next version. And right. Linux changes a lot.
Right. Also, like I said before, and I'm not going back on this statement either, is that Linux will be, and I can't believe it's not already, will be dominant on the server market. And I still don't see why Microsoft still has that market. Linux will eventually be dominant on the server market on all aspects.
And moving on to the last paragraph, he talks a little more shit about obfuscated comments about the rumored G browser and hiring ex-IE coders, but he'll stop. That's all for now. Keep up the entertaining show. And, man, I would like to say that I appreciate this guy sending the email, even though we kind of bitched at him.
Yeah, thanks.
It gave us something to talk about.
Thanks for the email, really, really.
And we appreciate it. And fuck you for being sarcastic, you bastard.
Yeah,
but,
stop being so goddamn negative. Turn
you
that
can be
frown.
More negative. Just don't say mean things about me, because I'll take it personally and cry.
Take that frown, put it upside down.
Yeah, I don't think you'd pass their test. You're not really that clever.
I get Google tattooed on my cock, so it just says goo, you know, at first.
Okay.
You just got that, huh?
No, I was thinking about all the different colors. Yeah, I don't think you'd pass their test. You're not really that clever.
I get Google tattooed on my cock, so it just says goo, you know, at first.
Okay.
You just got that, huh?
No, I was thinking about all the different colors.
Man. Hold on a second. Man mistakenly cuts off penis. Dog eats it.
What?
Okay, an old Romanian man mistook his penis for a chicken's neck, cut it off, and his dog rushed up and ate it, the state news agency said Monday. It said 67-year-old Constantine, whatever his last name is, from a village near southeastern town of, another name I can't pronounce, rushed out into his yard in his underwear to kill a noisy chicken keeping him awake all night. I confused it with a chicken's neck. That was a quote from him. He was admitted to the emergency hospital and was quoted as saying, "I cut it and the dog rushed out and ate it." Dog said the man who was brought in by ambulance bleeding heavily was out of danger. Of himself, obviously.
Obviously.
How does that happen? Well, anyway, how do you cut your own fucking dick off?
How do you confuse it with a chicken neck?
It must be pretty fucking big.
Was it just poking out and he was close to the block? I don't know what he was doing.
Okay, this is the way I figure, right? He's sleeping, the chicken's like all night. Whatever the fuck sound chicken makes, right? So he wakes up, he's like, fucking chicken, whatever fucking country he's from. And so he runs out there with a butcher knife, right? Grabs the chicken by the fucking neck, okay? Brings it in. Now, he's naked. He's been asleep. He's running out naked in the woods, okay? Grabs the chicken. And he brings it inside. And he's so tired, he grabs his dick. And his dick is, like, of course, like, you know, like 8-9 feet long. He grabs a butcher knife, cuts off like 4 inches.
That's miserable.
And the dog just goes, brr.
Okay. I think if I was in charge of the news there, I wouldn't let this out. Like, no. I might tell other people in the area, but I definitely wouldn't tell us.
No, because this, you know, that's not saying too much of your local folk.
But whatever. Accidents do happen, I suppose. And,
okay, if you're listening to the show.
No.
And everything, you like it and everything. The first person who sends us a penis in the mail, cut off with a cleaver, and a chicken's neck, a real one, will win a prize.
Does that have to be human penis, or can it be anything?
Oh, it has to be a human penis. It has to be yours. And we want video of you cutting it off.
Oh, yeah. For Infonomicon TV.
And we can say a terrorist did it.
Eh?
So when you videotape, you have to speak Arabic. Whatever the fuck they say over there.
Whatever they say. Unless you speak Arabic, and then we're not making fun of you at all.
Actually, I work with a guy from Iraq. And I know how to say suck my dick. It's Mississippi. Mississippi. It's like Mississippi.
Excellent, my friend.
I know dirty jokes in 69 languages.
You're so witty with that. Oh, we forgot the dramatic pause.
Hold on.
Okay.
Got it. And that's the end of episode 17. Hope you like it. Hope you like the worst of episode. And this week's closing music, I'm going to put a track me and my friend did about 3 years back. The song's called Cock Rock. And yes, that's me singing like an asshole through the whole thing. And I think we went under the band name of the Mendizaflick Tampon Tragedy Orchestra. And like I said, the song's called Cock Rock. And until next week, I'm Mickey Finn.
can you rock without
cock rock?
How do you get laid without
cock rock?
Why do you run around with a monster
cock rock?
Your girlfriend likes my huge
cock rock.
Girl, you know you rock balls. I love it when you slide it in. You are the love bomb, but you're still not as good as your mom. How can you rock without
cock rock?
How do you get laid without
cock rock?
Why do you run around that monster
cock rock?
Your girlfriend likes mine
cock rock.